You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
By the way, Landman season 2 cannot get better.
Really?
Cannot get better.
Oh, it is incredible.
Yes.
I gave up.
So, no, don't.
You, I did.
Remember Mom and the Daughter?
Stand.
They're not nearly as obnoxious this season.
They're characters.
They listen to the critics. They still have their moments where you're like, wow, that was actually almost endearing for half a second, but you still enrage me.
You know, I was going to start a website and clock the exact moment where they come on camera so that people know where to fast forward and for how long.
Actually, there was a scene last night where they're working with the old folks, and I actually thought it was kind of funny.
No, they've gotten a lot better. There's a couple of different scenes, recurring themes that happen in scenes that I could do without. But other than that, all of the other elements of the show are absolutely fantastic.
Perfect, yeah.
Sam Elliott, perfect.
Oh,
I love Sam.
I'm not going to get into the plot of the show, but there's a scene where last name Norris, Billy Bob Thornton's character. What's his first name? It's escaped me at the moment. It doesn't matter. Where he has to go into a strip club and is not looking for a strip. Well, he's looking for a stripper, but not for the reasons you might think. And it is a great little endearing thing that a son would do for his father.
Tommy,
thank you.
Why could I not think of his name?
Tommy, that's right. Apparently, there is rumor of a secret 9th episode of Stranger Things.
Really? Again?
Have you guys heard about this? From Forbes. Look, I get it. I know what it's like to be hugely disappointed by the finale of a show that you loved. It's frustrating. And it can make years of watching it feel like a waste of your time, think Sopranos. And you wish it wasn't the case, but that is life. Now that's what's happening with Stranger Things. There is a surprisingly large online movement at the moment called Conformity Gate. Conformity appears to reference the idea that Stranger Things ending we got was safe without many twists or turns, and hard questions were left, quote, up to interpretation by viewers. The idea here, though, there are some branching spinoffs from the original concept is fundamentally that the final two episodes of the series are a hallucination or manipulation by Vecna.
Oh, yeah, like Lost.
Or
like we're at the end, it's like, oh, wait.
Or that entire season of Dallas.
Yeah. Bobby? Remember when she opens the door and Bobby is in the shower?
So basically you just told me I wasted my entire year watching that series or season of Dallas only to find out that it was a dream.
Nice.
It's terrible.
I don't know. I think that people are going to be upset no matter what. They did a very good job bringing all of the open plot lines to a close. Maybe there were a couple nitpicky plot lines that they left out there, but it's a 5-season show. You can't close every single plot line perfectly.
Well, fans are suggesting that there is a secret real ending episode coming tomorrow.
No.
Okay.
Now, that could be driven by the fact that the Stranger Things crew has put out a lot of random, like, uncut clips. They're putting out extra stuff. I don't think it's happening.
It is a cult. I don't even want to say cult hit.
No, it's a hit.
It is a hit.
It's incredible.
When do you stop saying Happy New Year?
I think it's acceptable into next week for first time conversations in the new year. Like I met with a client today that I talked to maybe a month ago, but hadn't talked to since January 1. And I go, hey, Happy New Year, by the way.
And you said, man, I haven't talked to you since a year ago.
Since last year.
It's 2025. I think another week.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And it's different from country to country.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In the United States, the peak period for saying Happy New Year is December 31st through January 15th. I believe we are one. No, we're not the earliest. In China, they start because they have a different period of for New Year's. They start in late January and end on February 15th. In Korea, it's the same as the Chinese. Mexico, they stop saying Happy New Year today. And in Russia, they'll say it until January 14th.
It is kind of odd that we celebrate New Year literally in the middle of the deadest time of the year. There's nothing new about it.
That's just because someone picked that calendar a billion years ago.
Well, and by the way, originally New Year's was celebrated on the first day of spring.
Ooh.
And I think it should be as well.
I think we should all have the first day of spring off.
New life.
This year, 2026.
You think we should have every day.
2020 and opening day. This year, 2026, is the year of the horse in China. Okay. Specifically the fire horse, marking the start of a new 12-year zodiac cycle after the year of the snake. People born in this year are considered energetic, charismatic, and love adventure.
Somebody says you stop saying Happy New Year when you sober up. Okay. And by the way, there is a new name that is...
Oh, you said this. What is it?
So Gen Z has picked its own name for Karen. Karen is on its way out.
Karen and Chad on the way out.
Right. Gen Zers are picking up the name, which means Karen, basically.
Right.
Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica. Oh, I was going to say, please don't say Linda. That's my mom's name.
Oh, I've heard Jessica for a while.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, man, don't be a Jessica.
Mm-hmm. Quit being such a Jessica.
I have... Really?
Uh-huh.
That's not nice. I like the name Jessica. I dated a Jessica.
We know several Karens that we like.
We do?
Long Island Karens.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. A few features of a stereotypical Karen include the Karen haircut, a specific choppy hairstyle famously worn by Kate Gosselin and Sharon Osbourne. Let me see what is... Jessica, a name that's very popular among both Gen X and millennial women, though the Gen Z debate over the name began around the summer of last year. The joke finally landed into older people's feeds in late December, hence this article.
Older people, a.k.a. Dana and Scott, we're like the Midwest of trends. Everything starts on the coasts, and a few years later, it gets to the Midwest. There's another three-year buffer for people like Dana and Scott.
Well, it's like Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, it's like
you will end up on Reels.
You've heard of Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
We had not, and now here we are.
Also, why do people take offense when these names become trendy for something bad? Just because it's trendy for something bad and your name is Jessica doesn't mean you're bad.
Yeah, but if the name was Sam. Oh, you're such a Sam. Be honest, Sam.
Yeah, come on, man.
If your name was Karen, I feel so bad for all the Karens because they are so sick and tired of it.
I mean, you would get tired of the comments of like, are you a mean Karen?
Oh, no, I had a Karen tell me when she goes to Starbucks, she uses a different name.
I would. If somebody, if like.
Order for Karen.
If the new Chad was now Scott. Man, just stop being a Scott. If I was at like a restaurant or something, I would give a different name.
Oh, I think I would get a kick out of it. Who cares?
You mean who Karens? I'll see myself out. Dan has the news.
Out.
Thanks to Oakley. You were very sweet, very cute. I did not want to touch the monkey, though.
I did. I did. And
wow.
I did.
Wow.
and I liked it.
Okay. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.